Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Timberwolves are on the road. They'll be at Golden State tomorrow night. You'll hear this man on the pregame, at the half, and postgame. His name is Cal Soderquist from the Timberwolves Radio Network. Cal, good to visit with you.
Yeah, great to be with you. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, Cal joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And, Cal, there's no doubt, just storybook night for Cat's return. I don't know if you could have written a better script. Cat plays well. Timberwolves win. On top of it, Karl-Anthony Towns hits the game-winning free throws to tie the game and then put the Timberwolves in front to win a huge game.
Yeah, it was pretty perfect in the sense that, you know, he hit the game-winning free throws, yes, and I think that's awesome to kind of just instantly get him back into the mix. But also, you know, seemingly came away unscathed in terms of how that calf responded. I think they did a great job. The coaching staff did a great job of managing the minutes. I think he kind of came into that game with about a 28-minute minute restriction in mind, and they were basically right on the money. I think he was right at 14 minutes at the half. And he even started the game, you know, really good in terms of, we wondered, would there be rust? He missed so much time, you know, 52 games he was out with that calf injury. But he came in and pretty quickly hit a couple of threes right away in that first quarter, which got him into it, got the crowd into it. So I think, yeah, overall, a great first game back, and something that certainly he and his teammates can build on.
Yeah, and for Cat, the timing couldn't have been better because of the injury to Anthony Edwards. They really needed that. They needed the scoring that he brings. And we'll just kind of wait and see on Anthony Edwards. But, you know, the timing was good because with eight to go, there is not a lot of margin for error. You peek at the standings, and it's the Lakers are now to 500. The Dallas Mavericks have fallen out of the play-in. They're 11th, 13.5 out of first. Utah Jazz, a half game back. And then, you know, up to six, speak of the next foe, the Golden State Warriors, Timberwolves trail them by a game and a half, and the Phoenix Suns by a game and a half. So there's going to be a lot of movement between now and the end of the regular season.
It's crazy. You go, you know, you can take that snapshot and lay it out like you just did. And, you know, if we fast forward 48 hours, it could be completely different based on the games that we play tonight. And then obviously tomorrow the Wolves are in action against the Warriors, and it's going to reshuffle every couple days, every few days, I feel like. And that's what made that win so huge on Wednesday. And not only that win, but the shorthanded win at the at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks. You know, the Wolves have had so many of these games, both wins and losses, go right down to the wire, go right into clutch time. And that's why I think, like you said, it was great to get Cat back with Ant still on the shelf. And right away, you know, it wasn't a, in the sense that they were hoping to ease him in and maybe get a blowout victory, it wasn't necessarily that, because right away they had to turn to him, give him the ball in a, you know, take the lead end of game scenario. And he delivered in terms of drawing that foul and getting to the free throw line. And that's what the Wolves missed. You know, even you and I in recent weeks had talked about how much of that was on Ant's shoulders with Cat still out and with D'Angelo Russell traded away. Ant was kind of the one guy that they could give the ball to and say, make something happen. And then when he goes out in Chicago last Friday, You know, it really showed right away in that double overtime loss that the Wolves just didn't really have anyone that could create in those scenarios. They did a great job of kind of finding a different way to generate that offense in that win at the Garden, but they kind of had to do it with a different, you know, a different approach offensively. So to get Cat back and to have a guy who you can kind of just, whether it's touches in the post, top of the key, square up his defender, take him off the dribble, we know how versatile he is offensively, and it was on display right away.
Yeah, and we've touched on this before. The Timberwolves, when they embarked on a four-game road trip out to California, and if memory serves, they dropped the opener to Golden State and then roared back and ended up going on a 3-1 trip, once again, if memory serves. And they've got another tough trip out west. I mean, let's face it. They get Golden State on Sunday and a very difficult back-to-back against the Sacramento Kings team. That's one of the great surprises in the NBA. So quite a way to start this road trip. And then, oh, by the way, Phoenix on Wednesday.
You're right. And, you know, I will just add, as of now, it seems like Kevin Durant is targeting a return to the Suns lineup for that Wednesday game with the Wolves. So that would just be kind of perfect, right, for Minnesota in terms of already the daunting matchups that are ahead of them on this trip. But you're right. That was kind of a turning point, that road trip. The Wolves, I think they lost that Warriors game, and then had they lost again in their next matchup, which I believe was against the LA Clippers, they would have tumbled potentially all the way down to 10th. It was a couple of weeks ago, but I remember it kind of feeling like, hey, things might be hanging in the balance, at least in the sense of where the team morale was, how that losing streak had kind of snowballed on them. So that was a huge turnaround. And now I think in a similar sense, but also in a different sense, there's an opportunity to kind of build, you know, it's a mini two-game winning streak right now. And I think the Wolves would tell you they like where they're at in the standings in terms of climbing back up to seventh. And, you know, with getting Cat back, he's only going to get more comfortable as they've now had a couple days to have some practices and kind of get him reacclimated or acclimated to his new point guard. You know, that was his first game with Mike Conley on Wednesday. So I think that the familiarity will only increase for Cat and those guys. And yeah, if you can go on this trip and steal two of three somehow, I think that would be massive and really give Minnesota an opportunity to kind of, you know, slowly but steadily put some distance between them and maybe, you know, the 11th seed or the 12th seed or even the 10th seed. And, you know, whatever happens, if you can climb out of the play-in, great, and secure yourself a top six seed and guarantee yourself a series. But yeah, I think right now you can kind of slice it right down the middle. You know, 7 or 8 seed is still a much better spot to be in versus those maybe 3 or 4 teams that are all kind of vying for the 9-10 spots. And like you mentioned, you know, all it takes is a 2 or 3 game losing streak. That's what's happened to the Dallas Mavericks of late. The New Orleans Pelicans have kind of been the benefactor of both that. And I think stringing together 2 wins in 3 games or 3 and 4. So really that's all it takes to kind of reshuffle and reconfigure the order of how all those teams are seeded.
Yeah, and when you look at how the Wolves are constructed, we're not sure when Anthony Edwards will return. The old line, no timetable has been set for his return, so we don't know that. But Karl-Anthony Towns is back. But the good news is that there's a lot of veterans around him who have been through the battles in these big games down the stretch, and that helps. You mentioned Mike Conley. Rudy Gobert has been there. You've got a veteran guy like Torian Prince, you know, in the mix as well, along with Kyle Anderson, who's been huge. So it's not all kids. There are plenty of veterans who have been through this before, and that will help.
Absolutely, and I think it's no coincidence that, you know, if you go back to that Knicks win on Monday earlier this week, that Torian Prince was your leading scorer. Kyle Anderson had a massive offensive rebound.
Yep.
On a possession where the Wolves missed and were up 3, but if the Knicks get that rebound, they have an opportunity to either tie the game or get to within a single point. KA grabs the rebound, and the Wolves end up scoring on that second chance to really put the game away And those guys have just kind of stepped up in the biggest moments in those types of games where that I can say I do remember that that was a game where had the Wolves lost that Knicks game, they would have tumbled to 11th and out of the play-in. So that was one that Mike Conley even – he spoke with Allen right after the final horn. He even admitted that that was a game that it felt like it had the most urgency. I think he phrased it the most important game they've had since he got there. I think he's only getting more comfortable. You know, the assist to turnover numbers have been really, really good for him, and I think that shows that he's starting to know where his teammates are going to be, where he can look for them in terms of some of the passes that he sets them up with. And so, yeah, I think it's all clicking. It's great to have those guys healthy and really contributing on both ends, the Kyle Andersons, the TPs, the Mike Conleys of the world. And I think, it's not a coincidence that they're kind of stepping up and making big plays here and there in these wins that the Wolves really need.
Well, Cal, I know a little bit later tonight on his Sunday night, it'll be a 7 o'clock pregame show, and then Allen Horton with all the play-by-play from San Francisco. Quick turnaround on Monday. I'll be in for Henry Lake on Monday ahead of the Kings and Timberwolves. I'll hand it off to Cal at 8:30 and the tip after 9 o'clock. And then Wednesday, Valley of the Sun. Lake is back, and he'll lead you up to the Suns and the Timberwolves at an 8:30 pregame show. And then another monster game. We can't forget about this. How about this? Friday night, L.A. Lakers, Minnesota Timberwolves, huge playoff implications. I don't know if any tickets remain, but you better get them now.
Yeah, scoop them up quick. if they're still available. Yeah, go grab them. It's not a guaranteed deal that LeBron James is going to miss this game. I know he was still hoping to return at some point, but he's missed the last couple of weeks now. But even if he's out, the Lakers have played well of late. D'Angelo Russell has been a big reason why. Jared Vanderbilt has been a big reason. Malik Beasley. So, yeah, that game will have a playoff-type feel to it, and it's one of, I think, only three games left at the Target Center in the regular season. So, yeah, come on out and enjoy that one. It should be a great time.
And perfect weekend for Timberwolves fans. Lakers on a Friday night, that's huge no matter what's going on. And then I love those Sunday matinees. The Blazers in town a week from tomorrow, and that's a 2:30 start. Those are great days for the kids to get out there. I love the Sunday matinees.
And you've got the men's Final Four sandwiched in between those 2 days.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
that's
if
right.
You're a Hoops fan, you can't ask for much more in a three-day span.
Well, Cal, good to visit with you. Thanks for the time, as always. Look forward to you on the pregame tomorrow night at 7.
You got it. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right. There he is. Cal Soderquist does a phenomenal job on the Timberwolves Radio Network. Good enough to join us here on Saturdays from time to time. And once again, some huge games. Just 8 to go in the regular season for the Timberwolves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.